Límite, límite. Límite, límite. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He will surely seek you out. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave it there. If the word from you withholds, of its silver and its gold, suffers pain, and your health you can't regain, and your soul is almost sinking in despair. Jesus knows the pain you feel. He can save and He can heal. Take your burdens to the Lord.
The seas, we look at the sun, the moon, the valleys. Oh, who had made all these things? Amen. Oh, no one but your mighty God Himself. Amen. We thank you, the Lord Jesus. This morning you are in the midst of your people. Amen. Lord, as we have come, we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for the week that has gone. Our going out and coming in, Lord Jesus. Oh, how you've guided every footstep that we have taken, Lord. Even the sick had been healed. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We give all glory to you. And this morning, we thank you for the quickening power that has quickened us to come to no other place but in your house, Lord, to begin the week in your presence, Lord. So, Father, we come with all reverence. We come with all humility. We come with all obedience, Lord. As we humble ourselves, Lord Jesus, we want to receive from you. And even as we open, Lord, the day, O God, with these studies from your word, we pray that the Holy Spirit, Lord, the author of it, will come and lift up this word, O God, and minister it into our hearts, Lord. We thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you as we are standing. Yes, this morning also Apostle Peter continues to stir up our pure minds by way of remembrance, that we be mindful of the words of that were spoken by the holy prophets and of the commandments of the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we continue with our steady standing to 2 Peter. We've come to the verse today. Let's try to see if we can close it up, reading from verse 12, 13, and 14. 2 Peter 3, the true world. Verse 12. Looking for and hasting on to the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Amen. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. Amen. Amen. Oh, what so sweet the word of God. May we be seated at this moment. Lord, we thank you for the reading of the word. Yeah, looking for and hasting on to the coming of the day of the Lord. Yes, we are still on the subject of the three worlds. But, brethren, let's take notice of this, that the subject matter is the thing. The subject matter that we should be mindful of these words that were spoken by the holy prophets and apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you see, the word, it is forever settled. Amen. For the word that has been spoken, it is forever settled. And so what is needed is we being mindful of those words that had been spoken by the holy prophets. Amen. So, we have already heard about the first world, that it was overflowed with water and perished because God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Amen. Amen. And every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was evil continually. You see. So that was Noah's day. And we've heard also that the second world we live in now, the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire. Amen. It's serious. This very world, the word of God has kept it and is reserved for what? Unto fire. Amen. Against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. See? Ungodly men. So we see the same reason for which the first world perished. We see the same thing here. Amen. And the prophet says, God's sovereignty demands of him to work in every case like he did in the first case. Amen. The sovereignty of God demands him what he has done before. If the same circumstances arise, he has to do the same thing again. Amen. And so we see that the second case, which is our present world, the second case, you see, is even worse than it was in the first case that he destroyed Noah's day. Amen. Because we have Lot's day also here. Amen. Not only Lot's day, but Noah's day, but Lot's day also. The sins of Sodom, for which even that particular city also would perished. See? So it's a sign that God, what he has spoken is yea, and it will have to come true. Amen. But we have a promise. Amen. Because the Bible says, nevertheless, the first and the second world will pass away, but we have a promise that there will be new heavens and a new earth. Amen. And Apostle Peter, let's look at the way how he delivered this promise to us. He said, nevertheless, we, that's you and me. So watch that word we there. We, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth what righteousness. Are we truly? You see, here you are in here. Said we, according to his promise, we look for. Amen. We look for that new heavens. Amen. See, and that new earth. Praise the Lord. See, so we need to be always asking ourselves, see, am I counted among one of the we's? Amen. Am I looking for the new heavens and the new earth, my life, the way how, wherein dwelleth righteousness? Am I looking for, hasting for the coming of the Lord? Amen. So, brethren, all the time we must know who we are. Amen. We must know who we are. And we all know that through Christ, the faith child of Abraham, through him, we became what? Abraham's seed. Amen. And we know how our father Abraham, when he walked on this earth, he was looking for only one thing. Amen. He saw that there was no continuing city here. So he was looking for only one thing, a city that has foundation. See, whose builder and maker is God. So if we are the seed of Abraham, that same faith that was in our father Abraham has to be in us. Amen. Amen. You see, as they say, like father, like son. Amen. Amen. Like father, like son, that's the way how it got to be. See, Abraham, he was looking for that city. Amen. And before he died, you see, because he was so desirous, he saw the king of that city. Amen. He saw the king of Salem, met him. Oh, praise the Lord. See, so, brethren, if we seek him, why not? We will be seeing him every day. We will see the king. Amen. Also in our life every day. Amen. You see, when you look at the old-time apostles, the prophet said something here in the message book on Hebrews. Message book on Hebrews. He said, each one of them prophets knew just what the other prophet had said. They knew that their spirit was the same, and they were watching. So what the other prophet before them had said, they are particular about. They themselves were prophets. Amen. The prophet said, oh, brother, oh, that ought to shake us out of our worldly condition. He said they had their eyes not on what people were saying. You see, But what the prophets said, each one of them was watching. Amen. They were not paying heed to what the people would say. Our time also, we have scoffers. See, who tell us, how long? We don't listen to them. We look to the word. Amen. As the prophet said, Job had no Bible to read in his day. He only went by what? Inspiration. And when that inspiration strike that prophet one day, he saw what? He saw the resurrection. And so he made that he had to be buried there. Where he saw the resurrection. He was buried there. And look at the patriarchs. Abraham. See, as the prophet said, they were watching, they were listening, they were paying heed to the prophets that are before them, whatever they say. So Abraham did what? He bought a land where Job was what? Was buried. There he buried the wife Sarah, and he himself was buried there. Amen. And we know how the circumstance that took Jacob to Egypt. When he was very old, about to die, he has to call Joseph and made him to swear with his hands under his thighs that when I die, don't bury me here. Amen. Bury me where my fathers, among my fathers. Amen. And when he came to Joseph said, look, one of these days, God is going to visit you. And don't keep my bones here. You see. And they took his bones. Moses took his bones. 40 years crisscrossing the world wilderness with Joseph's bone to go and bury it in Canaan. Amen. See, they all wanted to where the resurrection would take place. They want to be buried there. Brethren, the same thing. We also need to be buried where the rapture will take place.
Amen.
Amen. That's where we need to be buried. The message of the hour.
Amen.
The message of William Branham.
Amen.
Amen. The word of God. We need to be buried in it if we truly want to what? Wants to also go into the rapture.
Amen.
Amen. So, yes, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Now, the question is, but why must these heavens pass away and the elements melt with fervent heat, and then the earth also, the works that are therein would have to be burned? Yes, it got to be done. Because the earth, you see, the earth has to be a new birth, has to get a new birth. Amen. The earth that we are living in now, you see, it has to be done to give the earth a new birth. That's our third stage of the world. See, because this place is going to be inhabited by what? Redeemed people. Clean and holy people. Jesus Christ himself coming back to live with what? His redeemed people on this land. And you see, the redeemed, Christ and the redeemed cannot live in a filthy and a mess like as it is now.
Amen.
So the world has to what? Go through the same redeeming plan.
Amen.
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 So the prophet said, the same plan of redemption is used to redeem both world and the persons that will live in.
Amen.
Amen. And we all know that through the redemption plan, after our repentance, you go through water baptism, that's justification. And then through sanctification, and then the baptism fire, the baptism of the Holy Ghost fire. So the world also had to go through these three processes. We are redeemed, so the world also had to be redeemed. To be a holy place to accommodate holy people.
Amen.
Amen. So the prophet said the first step, notice, the antediluvian world that is nowhere there. Notice the antediluvian world, he gave it a water baptism, covered it over with water. Amen. So the first world was covered with what? Water. That's water baptism. And that's justification, showing that Jesus, on his road to call his fallen world from Eden back to its restoration, said, so the first world that was overflowed with water, that's the baptism over the world.
Amen.
Amen. And he said, it shows that Jesus is on his way to bring back Eden, to restore Eden once again on this earth.
Amen.
Amen. So God was really determined to restore Eden back again. So the earth has to go through the same redemption plan.
Amen.
So he said, the second one, Christ came. That's the second world. Christ came and shed his blood upon it, cleansing it and claiming it. See, that's the world that we live in now.
Amen.
See, but you see, Satan here in the scripture tried to make him break God's plan. See, Satan tried to give it to him without the purchase of the blood. We all know that after the 40 days fasting, when he was about to break that fast, when Satan went to tempt him. That's what the prophet is saying. Jesus came purposely now to sanctify this world, the second stage. And he did that by what? By his blood, shedding his blood upon it, cleansing it, and claiming it for himself. But that's what Satan had wanted to what? Break in. And so he had wanted to give it to him freely. So the prophet said, Satan tried to say, I will give it to you. But Jesus said, no, sir, I will buy it. Let it be a witness. And he was lifted up as an ensign that he bought it and purchased it.
Amen.
So it is for him.
Amen.
No one can claim it. So the second world, this our time, he came purposely to cleanse it with his blood. Amen.
Amen.
And that cleansing is you and me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That cleansing is you and me. The blood that was shed, you see. So the next, as the third one, that is to come. The third world, that is to come. He said, but now it has to go through the baptism fire. Praise the Lord. The world has gone through baptism underwater. The second, Jesus had come to cleanse it with his blood, sanctification. And now the baptism of the Holy Ghost, this earth has to go through fire. Amen.
Amen.
So the prophet said, it has to go through a baptism of fire, that's the holy fire from God, which cleanses the earth and the heavens around it. Then it's purchased so that the redeemed can live on it. Amen. Live in it in peace. You see, the prophet said, notice, the baptism fire is to cleanse it from sin and from sickness and from disease germs and from sinners and from the devil and all his groups, and he's to cast out all of them into the lake of fire.
Amen.
Amen. For God, in the new world that is to come, is to dwell in the earth. He and his bride becomes one, and they go to their home in the new world.
Amen.
Amen. So that's how the three world will pass through. But is there any evidence? Has anyone ever seen it before, which is in the scripture? Yes, sir. That's John, when he was in the island of Patmos. Amen. and was in the spirit, he was whisked into the Lord's day, and he saw that new Jerusalem. Let's turn to Revelation 21 quickly before our time reaches. That's an evidence that truly there is that world that is coming, which we are looking for and hasting unto. Amen. The seed of Abraham. Revelation 21, reading from verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Oh, praise the Lord. For the heavens and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Oh, praise the Lord. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Amen. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Amen. Amen. And God shall wipe away, oh, praise the Lord, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. Oh, praise the Lord. And for the former things are passed away. Amen. Amen. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Amen. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. My brother, you see, the third world is coming. Amen. This very one is going to hold, reserved for fire. Amen. So, brethren, you see, if you believe that the Bible is true, this is why it is. Amen. You see, and he said unto him, that angel said unto him, listen, write these things. For the words are true and faithful. Amen. And he said unto me, it is done. It is done. Amen. Amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is a test of the fountain of water of life freely. Amen. As we have been receiving. Oh, praise the Lord. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Amen. 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 And brethren, let's look at what is in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4. The book of Hebrews. Verses 1 and 2. We have heard something, and here is an admonishment for us. It said, let us therefore fear. Amen. Amen. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. No, no. No, let us take notice of that. Amen. Let us all be looking for, like our father Abraham, yes, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the Lord. Amen. Verse 2, he said, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. That's all about it. Whatever the word of God says, we say amen. Amen. We believe it. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's no two ways of it. The way it is written, the way it is spoken, we say amen. Even if we don't understand, we say amen. Amen. The same to the message. Praise the Lord. And so for our scripture that we read this morning, let's look at the verse 14 once again. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Let's bow down our heads. Our dear Lord, we thank you. When we hear such things, O God, oh yes, Lord, our hearts are lifted up, Lord. Truly, Lord, like our father Abraham, we are looking for and hasting on to your coming, Lord. So, Father, help us, even in our weaknesses, Lord. If there is anything, Lord, help us, O Lord, because thou art strong, Lord. Amen. We derive our strength from you, Lord Jesus, even as that's why we have been quickened and run from our various homes to be here this morning, Lord, to hear your word, O God. So, Lord, we want to commit the rest of our meeting to your hands as the song leader and the musicians come. Lord, we commit them into your hands that, Lord, we will sing the songs of Zion to create the atmosphere, Lord, for your word. Oh, yes, your word for the day. As we commit your servant into your hands, Lord, we pray that you just be the mouthpiece, speak through him, Lord, and you know the needs of your people. We want to hear from you today, Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you.